Today, King Charles said that Canada is facing unprecedented challenges. The British royal was in Ottawa to open a new session of Parliament, and that was one of several veiled references he made about the relationship between the U.S. and Canada. His visit was widely seen as bolstering Canada's sovereignty amid President Trump's threats to annex the country. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
It's been nearly 5 decades since a British royal, Queen Elizabeth, opened Canada's Parliament. King Charles was invited by Canada's new Prime Minister, Mark Carney, to deliver the so-called speech to the throne, outlining the new government's agenda. It's broadly written by the Prime Minister's office, but Charles added personal touches.
As I've said before, every time I come to Canada, a little more of Canada seeps into my bloodstream, and from there, straight to my heart.
The speech comes as relations between the U.S. and Canada are at a low. Charles' visit is seen as a powerful reminder of Canada's sovereignty and underlines a distinct difference in the democracies of the U.S. and Canada. Canada is a constitutional monarchy and the king is the country's head of state. Although Charles never mentions President Trump's name in the speech, there were clear references about the impact and the threat his policies represent. Charles said Canada faces a critical moment.
Democracy, pluralism, the rule of law, self-determination, and freedom are values which Canadians hold dear and ones which the government is determined to protect.
King Charles also noted global trade delivered prosperity to Canada, a veiled dig at the stiff tariffs Trump placed on the country. Trump has also repeatedly threatened to turn Canada into the 51st state. The king said the world is a more dangerous and uncertain place than at any point since the Second World War.
Many Canadians are feeling anxious and worried about the drastically changing world around them. Fundamental change is always unsettling. Yet this moment is also an incredible opportunity, an opportunity for renewal, an opportunity to think big and to act bigger.
And Charles noted at the end of his speech, as Canada's national anthem states, the true north is indeed strong and free. Jackie Northam, NPR News.